Imagine going into a public bathroom and you don't know where the soap dispensers or the stalls are. Alicia Zuaro of St. Augustine can identify with that. She's without sight and has to use her hearing to figure things out.
I try to walk in and listen to see, okay, let me hear where the sink, if someone's running water, or I listen for the toilets flushing, you know, to kind of orient myself.
Sometimes people with blindness resort to feeling their way around, an unappetizing thought in a public restroom. But two Jacksonville Library employees hope to prevent that. Chris Eaton and Louis Tyrone have made a 3D miniature restroom blueprint that's mounted at the men's and women's restroom entrances. The idea started at the library's 10th anniversary celebration, where there was a 3D printing demo. Visitors from the Vision Education Rehabilitation Center, VERC, told special needs librarian Eaton that perhaps the printer could create a floor plan map of the restrooms. Eaton consulted Louis Tyrone of the library's e-services department.
3D printing, it's all about prototyping, and this is the prototype for the bathrooms right now.
For visually impaired restroom users, the model shows where the sinks and the handicapped stalls are. It could even have tiny stall doors to show which way they open.
Now, with it being a teeny door, then you run into, because it's in a public place, usage, you know, thousands of hands are going to touch this. So right now it's PLA plastic, which is a biodegradable plastic.
Chris Eaton says the plastic model is just another bit of information the library's giving to people.
You know, and we'd like to see it happen all over our public buildings, and I think the applications for 3D printing are just about limitless. I think this is a good start. You know, should this be popular, and should it be something the city wishes to pursue, you know, and as part of our commitment to ADA accessibility in our public buildings?
Eaton has not seen anything like it made from a 3D printer and would like to see the idea go nationwide to help patrons like Alicia Zuaro.
It just helps us feel more confident and more like our sighted peers, you know. It's nothing worse than feeling insecure about going to the bathroom. So,
the library is considering making a stainless steel version that would be more clean and sturdy. Michelle Corum, WJCT News.